In this bulletin, Australians return home from Cambodia and India. Boris Johnson discharged from hospital after his coronavirus scare. And in sport, racing driver Stirling Moss dies at the age of 90. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A Singapore Airlines flight with almost 200 Australian passengers has arrived in Sydney after leaving Cambodia during the coronavirus lockdown. There were concerns that commercial flight operations were dwindling and that Cambodia was slow to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. A flight from India has also brought hundreds of stranded Australians back home last night. And Australians flying home from Peru are expected to arrive in Brisbane this afternoon. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been released from a London hospital after contracting coronavirus. The 55-year-old spent time in intensive care and he's thanked the nurses who monitored his condition for 48 hours to ensure he had enough oxygen. He recorded a video message to pay tribute to the National Health Service and admitted the system is under pressure. Mr. Johnson says the service saved his life.
I've seen the personal courage, not just of the doctors and nurses, but of everyone, the cleaners, the cooks, the healthcare workers of every description, physios, radiographers, pharmacists, who've kept coming to work, kept putting themselves in harm's way, kept risking this deadly virus.
More than 10,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the UK, with testing efforts expected to increase against the disease. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the National Health Service is also receiving more personal protective equipment for workers.
I'm pleased to say that 42,812 NHS and social care staff and their families have now been tested. And as we ramp up our ability to test in large numbers, we also need to make sure we have the ability to trace contacts just as effectively.
Italy has recorded its lowest daily rise in the coronavirus death tally since the middle of March. The total number of fatalities has reached almost 20,000 people in Italy, the second highest figure after the United States. Also in Europe, close to 15,000 people have died from COVID-19 in France, but the outbreak has slowed down slightly. French health officials say the epidemic is hitting the country in a dynamic way, but social distancing is producing results. In New South Wales, residential and commercial tenants will have more protection against evictions, with landlords required to negotiate payments during the coronavirus pandemic. The state government is implementing a six-month support package, including a moratorium on applications for forced residential evictions because of money owed. Negotiations between tenants and landlords must occur in good faith, where a residential household has lost at least 25% of income due to COVID-19. Pope Francis has recognised the plight of refugees during his Easter Sunday message delivered to an empty St Peter's Square. His speech and blessing included a message for migrants and young refugees living in what he called unbearable conditions, particularly in Libya. As the audience watched the recorded address from afar, Pope Francis urged the world to show solidarity to overcome coronavirus and asked for international sanctions to be lifted.
The European Union is presently facing an epochal challenge on which will depend not only its future, but that of the whole world. Let us not lose the opportunity to give further proof of solidarity, also by turning to innovative solutions.
British racing driver Stirling Moss has died aged 90 after a long illness. The Englishman is ranked as one of the all-time Formula One greats, despite never winning the world championship. Moss's professional career ended after an accident at Goodwood in 1962. He also survived a fall down a lift shaft at his London home a decade ago when he broke both his ankles. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 26. Adelaide, sunny, 24 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, cloudy and 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 22. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.